Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In our chapter-by-chapter journey through the New Testament, today we come to Philippians chapter 2. And let me read to you the first verse of that chapter. We read this: "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind." Philippians chapter 2 contains a powerful and poetic description of the nature and work of Jesus. But Paul's purpose for that description was to help the Christians of Philippi to get along better. So he challenged them by introducing the basis for unity, humility, and love among believers. If the Philippian Christians had received what he mentions in this verse, then they had a responsibility to do what he was about to teach them. "If there is any consolation in Christ," Paul began in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Let me ask you, friend, do Christians have consolation in Jesus Christ? Yes, they do. Every Christian should know what it is to have Jesus console their soul. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 says that Jesus is the consolation of Israel. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5, it says that as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 says that God has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace. Of course, in Jesus Christ, there is great consolation. But are you experiencing it? Then Paul mentioned there in verse 1, if there is any comfort of love. So let me ask you, do Christians receive any comfort of love? Yes, they do. Every Christian should know what it is to have Jesus give them the comfort of his love. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 says that God is the God of all comfort. There is no circumstance beyond his reach to bring us comfort. The word comfort in this passage has the idea more of sympathy, but it also has the idea of strengthening, helping, and making strong. The love of God in the life of the believer makes them strong and brave. Now, of course, in Jesus Christ, there is comfort of love. But friend, are you experiencing it? Then Paul asked in verse 1, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit. Do Christians receive any fellowship of the Spirit? Yes, they do. Every Christian should know what it is to have the fellowship of the Spirit. Fellowship here is the ancient Greek word koinonia. It means the sharing of things in common. Believers share life with the Spirit of God that they never knew before. The Holy Spirit fills, guides, and moves in our lives in a powerful and precious way. Of course, in Jesus Christ, there is fellowship of the Spirit. But are you experiencing it? And then Paul says also in verse 1, if there is any affection and mercy. Do Christians receive any affection and mercy? Yes, they do. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Every Christian knows something of the affection of God and the mercy of God, but are you experiencing them today? Friends, Paul suggests here that these should be obvious parts of the Christian's experience. These things should be just as real in our life as the wetness of water, the hotness of fire, and the hardness of rocks. Are these things obvious parts of your life? That's a question for you to bring before the Lord today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.